In the heart of West Africa, where the sun sets beneath the hills of golden savanna, a secret war was brewing. It was not fought with guns or swords, but with whispers in market stalls, glances exchanged in bustling bazaars, and coded messages passed between shadows. The year was 1985, and the fragile political landscape of Africa was ripe for espionage. At the center of this storm stood a man whose name would become synonymous with intrigue, Ibrahim Traoré. Ibrahim's journey began in the small village of Sourua, nestled between the lush fields and flowing rivers that the elders spoke of with reverence. As a child, he was captivated by tales of ancient warriors and cunning tricksters, inspired by his grandmother's stories of old. Little did he know, destiny had a different path planned for him. After losing both parents to a tragic accident, Ibrahim was sent to live with his uncle, a stern military officer who soon recognized his nephew's talents for observation and mimicry. Within a few years, Ibrahim became a bright student, absorbing knowledge like a sponge. His natural aptitude for languages and cultures made him a standout among his peers, catching the eyes of many influential figures. It was not long before he was recruited into a covert organization, a spy ring that operated under the auspices of several African nations, aimed at maintaining a delicate balance in the region. The African spy ring was born out of necessity. Amidst the backdrop of Cold War tensions, Africa became a chessboard for superpowers looking to expand their influence. Leaders worried that coups, insurgencies, and colonial remnants would lead to instability, and as such, they entrusted Ibrahim and others like him with the task of gathering intelligence to protect their nations. Ibrahim's debut mission took him to the bustling streets of Accra, Ghana. Posing as a tourist, he was to cultivate relationships with local merchants while discreetly gleaning information about rumored arms dealings that could tip the balance of power in the region. Clad in colorful kente cloth and armed with charm, Ibrahim quickly gained the trust of the locals, who regaled him with stories of political maneuvering and whispered secrets that echoed through the alleys. While in Ghana, Ibrahim encountered Amina, a captivating woman with an air of mystery that captivated him. She was fiercely intelligent and shared his passion for her country. Little did Ibrahim know that Amina was deeply involved in her own web of secrets, working as an undercover agent for a rival nation intent on destabilizing Ghana. Their fates would soon intertwine in a way neither could have imagined. As the months passed, Ibrahim discovered a plot to orchestrate a coup d'etat. Reports flowed in about external influences conspiring to overthrow the government. His superiors back home urged him to gather evidence and root out the conspirators before it was too late. However, deep within his heart, he felt a pull towards Amina that complicated his mission. With every encounter, their bond grew stronger, and the line between duty and desire blurred. Back at headquarters, tensions rose as other agents fell victim to betrayal. Ibrahim learned to tread carefully, as trust was a rare currency in the world of espionage. Rival spy rings crossed paths. Alliances shifted, and danger lurked behind every corner. Ibrahim soon became known as the chameleon for his ability to adapt and blend into any environment, earning both respect and fear among his peers. The climax of Ibrahim's journey came during a high-stakes meeting held under the cover of night in the heart of a remote jungle. He was tasked with intercepting the enemy's leaders before they could enact their plan. Armed with only his wits and a concealed weapon, he ventured into the depths where darkness reigned supreme. Fate had other plans. Amina had discovered Ibrahim's true identity and the mission he was on. Torn between her allegiance to her country and her growing love for Ibrahim, she faced an impossible choice. As the meeting commenced, the tension in the air crackled, and the stakes reached a breaking point. Would Amina reveal Ibrahim's intent, or would she help him capture those who threaten peace? In Nas dawn broke, Ibrahim found himself cornered, surrounded by enemy agents. It was Amina who rushed in at the last moment, covering Ibrahim's escape and leading the enemies astray with a calculated diversion. Together, they dashed through the jungle, hearts pounding, aware that their lives were forever changed. And in the aftermath, it became a cat-and-mouse game of trust and betrayal. Ibrahim returned home with crucial evidence of the coup plot, but the mission had unearthed hidden layers of conspiracies that revealed government ties to foreign entities that sought to exploit Africa's resources. And Ibrahim and Amina remained tangled in their own web of loyalty and love, torn between their duty to their nations and to each other. As they continued to navigate their complicated realities, their paths intertwined with the legendary stories of African lore, becoming living tales of intrigue that would be whispered about for generations to come. And in a world defined by division, Ibrahim Traoré had become a unifying figure, a bridge between nations and cultures, all while discovering that love could bloom even in the midst of deception. The legacy of the African spy ring continued to unfold, and for Ibrahim, the real battle was only just beginning, as he strove to rewrite the narrative of his continent in the face of overwhelming odds. The saga of Ibrahim Traoré serves as a reminder that within each shadow lies a story waiting to be told, a tale of courage, of love, and of the quest for truth in a world where secrets often dance just beyond the light.